I copied and pasted something on this sheet of paper that I believe you wrote, and I think it really gives you a sense about who you are as people and about this neighborhood, this community that's that is around the Angeline, let's say. So for people who continue to believe the thing that it's all gentrifiers and this is the lap of luxury and these are yuppies that don't care about people, if you would just read this from there to there, people will get a sense, and it'll also give them some of the neighborhood color. Because when I saw this, I thought, I need to talk to you about this. I need to get this on the record. I think these are people you should know because of the care with which you're dealing with the people that we see every day. And, you know, when you live in this building, you get hit up 2, 3, 4 times a day by panhandlers. And so compassion fatigue is a real thing. And yet the humanity that comes through of your portrait of these people is really beautiful. Could you read that?
Yes. We have several neighbors who don't live in the building, but whom you will see on your way to PCC, the light rail, the bus, or the bank. Let me introduce you to them if you haven't already met. Don sells real change outside the main entrance to PCC most weekdays. He is a voracious reader, a poet, and a really nice guy. He has always got time for a conversation. New issues of Real Change come out on Wednesdays. Becca and Will are a longtime couple. He can often be found outside the Edmonds entrance to PCC, and she is usually nearby just west of where cars exit to Edmonds. They live in a tent not far away. Becca recently suffered a spider bite and was hospitalized for a week while she received IV antibiotics. Unfortunately, the wound is not healing, and she will require a skin graft. Curtis is the security guard at Bank of America and an Uber driver. He's got a soft spot for animals and would love to give your pups some scritches. He sometimes has treats in his pocket for the good dogs, and aren't they all good? Curtis loves kids, too. Don, Will, and Becca are all excellent huggers and enjoy real conversation and meaningful contact instead of or in addition to any financial or food help you may give them. I haven't hugged Curtis, primarily because I wouldn't feel okay hugging a person who wears a gun if there's any chance they might think I'm reaching for it, but he has a fine handshake. Don and Becca are cigarette smokers. If you're a smoker and have an extra one, or want company while you are indulging, they would be very happy to help you out, I'm sure.
Incredible. You talk about the luminous details, and that's really there. And knowing these people and just seeing this is just, it just moves me, and it's really beautiful. Thanks for your time. Did we leave anything out? No? You got it? Everything's under control?
Absolutely.
Thank you. This was a delight for us. We told our friend Joaquin we were going to be interviewed by you, and he was so impressed.
Well, he's always lived in the neighborhood, and so the South Seattle Emerald is a newish publication, but he knows it, and so he was like, he thought we were movie stars.